You will listen to a university lecture on poetry and prose. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 6. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 and 2. Listen and answer questions 1 and 2.
Good evening to you all. I am here today to talk about poetry and prose. The prose is typically straightforward with little embellishment. Sentences made up of ideas and concepts are arranged into paragraphs and paragraphs form the text. It is mandatory to capitalize the first word of each sentence. And the sentences run from margin to margin. But in today's class, I am going to focus on two interesting features of poetry. It is an artistic expression of a unique idea. The style and word choice are decorative, and it also uses tools such as rhyme scheme and figures of speech. A rhyme, as the word suggests, is a repetition of vowel or consonant sounds in the lines of each stanza. The rhyme scheme is one of the most common methods of writing a rhyming poem. Rhymes are formed in different patterns. In this technique, the pattern is decoded in letters of the alphabet. For example, if a poem follows the rhyme pattern, A, B, A, B, it illustrates two features of the poem. First is that each stanza has four lines, and the second is that rhyme changes by the line. In the pattern, A, B, A, B, the first and third lines of each stanza and the second and fourth lines of each stanza end in rhyming sounds. A poem may follow the same rhyme scheme all through, or it may vary in stanzas. Apart from the rhyme scheme, there are other complex types of rhymes such as slant rhyme, internal rhyme, and irhyme. Some poems do not follow a rhyme scheme. These are blank verses.
Before you listen to the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 3 to 6. Now answer questions 3 to 6.
To enhance imagination and to be less wordy, poets use phrases or words which help to interpret ideas, emotions or visuals. These are called the figures of speech. The interpretation of words or the group of words is different from the explanation in the dictionary. Let me explain with lines from a famous poem by Robert Frost, Stopping by the Woods on a Snowy Evening. The poet uses exaggeration to describe his emotion in the last stanza, particularly the last two lines. I'll read them out to you. The woods are lovely, dark and deep. But I have promises to keep. And miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep. The figure of speech in the last two lines is called hyperbole, defined as an exaggeration, or an overstatement of emotions, which Robert Frost uses to convey his experience of weariness or tiredness to the reader. The lines of a poem may be as short as one word, or as long as the poet wants it to be. Traditionally, each line must be capitalized even if it is not a complete sentence, but poets have the freedom to alter conventional methods. Poets have the freedom to decide the word and sentence style that clearly describes their perception for the reader. At the same time, readers are also not restricted to the poet's perception. The play of words allows readers to have their perception of the writer's creation. In the next class, we will look at the common figures of speech. Now for the reference material.